Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 56 of Geek Out with Pebbles. Oh, man, I'm actually happy that I'm doing the show tonight. This is going to be, like, a great stress reliever for, like, a stressful day that I had. Starting with just a few things this morning and then, like, just sitting out in the rain waiting for a bus that never fucking came. Oh, God, that was fucking great. Seriously.
Oh,
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, like, and then you get some other issues that happened as well. Which
oh, yeah, and then
I
have, like, less than 3 weeks until Otakon, so it's con crunch mode.
Yep.
So I'm trying to, like, make the ears for Carrot. She's a bunny, so I have to make bunny ears. And my hot glue gun's not working. The glue's not coming out, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this shit breaks. And so, yeah, just all around, been a stressful day, and just, like, icing on the cake for the hot glue gun breaking while I'm trying to work on cosplay stuff so I can get things done and not have to wait till the last minute. So yeah, that was, like, wow, okay, great, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, this weekend was, pretty exciting, because of San Diego Comic-Con, and probably more exciting for the people that were actually there. I will go to this convention at some point. It is on my con bucket list. So hopefully I will be there in, like, future years at least once. Like, I don't have to go every year, but if I can go at least once, that'd be great. And so yeah, that was dropping a lot of trailers and stuff, big announcements and other things related to pop culture and, like, nerd and geek stuff, which is what this show is all about.
So I saw an interesting trailer just about 3 or 4 hours ago, in fact. The Power Rangers Street Fighter crossover.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I'll check
that out later. But yeah,
it's got Jason David Frank. It's got Ryu and Chun-Li, and it's got a fourth person who's, I'm gonna guess, supposed to be a Yellow Ranger. I personally didn't recognize her, but she wore a yellow shirt, so I assume she's a Yellow Ranger, because, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
But I guess Ryu's going to be a White Ranger. Because why the fuck not?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that works. I mean, he's his color.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking up some images of this right now.
It was pretty, what the
hell? It's called Legacy Wars?
Something like that.
Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Okay, this looks interesting. Yeah, so, all right.
It's one of those things where, sure, I'll bite.
This is live action?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
The original Green Ranger.
Yeah, no, because I'm looking at some pictures, and some of them are live-action pictures, and some of them are concept art. That's why I just wanted to confirm that about you, because I haven't seen the trailer for it. So it's like, is it live-action? All right.
Everything Power Rangers is pretty much live-action.
Yeah, because it's Street Fighter, so you never know. You gotta question that one.
I understand the question. And yeah,
so,
it thought it was live action, so.
All right. It's a valid question if you look this up and you go to images. You like the first three images are like are just the artwork images. And then like the fourth picture is live action shot. So, yeah. You can understand my questioning. Hey, what's up, Aaron?
Hey, hey, hey.
So, yeah, we're just getting into some of the stuff that was revealed at San Diego Comic-Con. There's a lot that I want to talk about. Which one?
Shazam.
Yo, that Shazam trailer was funny. He's like, I'm a superhero. What can I do? Oh, you got super strength. Super strength test. Boom, you got super strength. Can you fly? Jump up really high and then fall down. Be like, you can fly. Oh, man. I like that. I really enjoyed that trailer. Like it was good, just all around good. What do you want to talk about, Shazam exactly?
It looks the best.
It does look really good.
Especially after the Titans trailer.
Oh my god, the Titans TV show trailer? Like, what the fuck? Yo.
I enjoyed it, but, you know, apparently I'm in the minority.
No, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it, but there were a few things that stood out to me.
People are all attracted to Starfire and shit on her costume, and I'm like, watch it and get on the content.
I just want to point out for the fact that, like, and I looked this up. I did look this up on IMDb. I looked up the actress who's playing Starfire. And she looks, like, she looks young for her age. But for some reason, the makeup they're doing for Starfire makes her look 20 years older than, like, her actual age. And I'm like, what? The hell? So that kind of threw me off because she looks like a middle-aged woman. And I'm like, nah, like, they should have gone a different route with the makeup and toned it down a bit and shit. But yeah, I have no problem otherwise with the direction they're going in with Starfire and with some of the other characters. It does seem like it's going to be a darker route. So like, it makes sense that it's like, aesthetically and like how it looks, that's what they're going for, because they're going a darker route. And I'm okay with that because
trashing on this whole thing when, like, you just, like, you saw, like, a 1 minute trailer and, like, you're gonna be, like, judging this whole shit as if you're not gonna watch every single episode.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna watch every single episode.
Because it would, like, either you, and, like, you have, like, nothing, like, constructive to say about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I have to say about it, and my only issue is just, like, I feel like they could have gone a different direction with the makeup, in like terms of makeup and the look for Starfire. But that's a very small.
I completely agree that they could have gone and probably should have gone a different route as far as Starfire's look, because that's what the big thing people are latching onto.
Yeah.
But it's a real constructive criticism. I think you're just trashing on the costume design.
It is. I mean, it's not going to make me not watch this show. I'm going to give this show a chance. I'm going to watch it. It looks interesting.
I've never even really seen Teen Titans. So,
yeah.
I'm curious how I see it from that perspective, because I have no reference point.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Titans, they are a pretty dark group of teenagers or young adults. Like, they're not happy-go-lucky. Like, they have some, like, fucking dark shit in their past. And I feel like this show is going to really just emphasize on the fact that, like, yeah, this is who the Teen Titans are. They're not perfect. They got their skeletons in their closets. They got shit tons of them. Like, Raven's probably got the most, I'm sure of it. And I'm happy to see the darker route that it's going to take.
See what they do with it.
Exactly. What are they going to do with it? Like, how far are they going to take it? Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the Broly trailer?
Yo, we're going to get to that. I want to get to that a bit later, though. I want to stay on comics for a bit longer.
So what
we had an Aquaman trailer that
I've seen photos.
I liked it. I like that they went retro with Aquaman's look. They bring him back the orange and green. Yo, look it up. They're bringing back the orange and green. Like, I'm not kidding about this. It's like, so, like, basically it's just, a way for DC to bring light to, like, what is usually kind of laughed at in the fandom, and to kind of bring it, just be like, yo, he's a badass, and he's going to be rocking the orange and green.
I see the orange and green, but it's just, like, badass armor and shit.
It is. It does look badass. But it's still, they went with the classic colors of the orange and green that is iconic to Aquaman in the comics. And yeah. So no, it does, like, it's a different spin on it with the more armor look to it.
I've seen a meme like the other day of, like, you know, the original cartoon Aquaman is the white blonde guy with the orange and green versus Jason Momoa. And it was like, you know, the first, oh, I'll have her home by night, sir. And the other one was like, she'll be home eventually.
Yeah, no, I've seen that one too. But yeah, no, the trailer looked great. The fucking, like, underwater scenes looked pretty badass.
Yeah, the trailer looked pretty good. The only thing I didn't like was that the sharks were swimming in place.
Oh, with the scene where he's a kid?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, no, they need to move to breathe.
Yeah, I don't think I noticed that immediately, but I'd probably see that the second time around when I watched it.
Because the first time I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, wait, the sharks are suffocating.
Don't think too much into it. They're holding their breath.
So yeah, I liked the underwater scenes. Looked really great. And
I was secretly hoping we'd get Black Manta, but it looks like we're getting an origin for Aquaman.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed that Jason Momoa is not going to be shirtless So that's my main disappointment.
What do you mean?
For
that,
this,
like,
they have
several shirtless shots on him.
He does, but he's not. It's not enough. Like, he was.
Like, how, like, I'm assuming that, like, half this movie is going to be Jason Momoa shirtless.
Yeah, but it needs to be more. So, yeah, but
that's
my only problem.
That's sexist.
No, that's just, he's gorgeous. So, yeah, okay. And the last thing, comics related, did you guys see the Young Justice Season 3 trailer?
No.
Kinda.
Have you seen Young Justice?
I've seen of it.
Okay. You guys need to get on this, because this, I think, is one of my favorite cartoon animated superhero shows is Young Justice. It's basically the younger versions of you got Kid Flash, Superboy, Robin, Speedy, Aqualad. I think Hawk Girl. I'd have to double check that. It's been a while since I've seen it, and it's also, which makes sense because it's been years since season 2 ended, and we finally have this trailer for season 3, and it's like fucking, it's amazing. It's meta-human trafficking and shit, like. But the thing about Young Justice is also very dark. It's a dark show. So, Steve, you would really like it. I don't know if you've seen it, but you would really like it. It's dark. It's just
dark.
Angsty, teenage shit.
Okay.
But it's really well written. It's really well animated. Young Justice.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you seen Marvel's Runaways?
Which one?
Marvel's Runaways.
The Runaways. I have only seen trailers for it. I haven't seen it.
You should.
I know, it's on my list.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix yet?
Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix.
Oh, then I can watch it. I'll watch it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Old Laces Bay.
What now?
What?
Old Laces Bay.
So, yeah, like I said, I was also, Artemis is in Young Justice. McGann. It's got great characters for it, but honestly, like, I personally really liked it because it was just really well written, and just, it's a great show. I recommend it to anyone. If you haven't seen Young Justice, go watch them. They are available on free streaming sites. I don't think it's on Netflix. But yeah. So Young Justice Season 3 is coming out soon. And the trailer looked fucking amazing. So yeah. Made me happy to see all that. Yeah. So yeah, that's it for the comic book related stuff that I've heard about from over the weekend until today. Do you guys have anything else to add?
There's a new season coming out for Star Wars, Clone Wars.
Oh, that's right. They're bringing it back, right? Didn't they cancel it and they're bringing it back?
Yeah.
All right, so if you guys didn't catch that, Star Wars Clone Wars is a new season coming out. So, yeah, I heard about that. Did they have a trailer or anything for it, or just was it the announcement?
They had kind of a trailer.
Okay.
It was a teaser.
All right.
Ahsoka got a little.
I gotta
older.
Say, I'm a bit behind on Star Wars Clone Wars TV show. Ah, fuck my knee. Sorry. I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt with cursing about my knee, but oh, fuck. Yo, I hate when it rains like this. My knee can't handle this weather. Oh, that actually really hurt for a sec. Okay, alright, I'm good. Sorry, that kind of took me by surprise, that one. Alright. Ignore me, I'm good. So, what?
You all set now?
I'm all set.
Yay!
I'm with the show. Ignore the host with pain with the knee problem.
Off with the head. I mean, I'm with the show.
No.
Anyway.
No, I like my head. I like my head.
I like my head too.
All right, good. See, we agree on stuff. All right. So what?
Just said how you. Anyway.
All right. So the other sometime over the weekend, I'm not sure if it was Saturday or Sunday. One of my friends posted on Facebook about Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the newest cartoon of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. She was like putting all this hate on it about this post, like there's like all everything negative, everything. Like she shared a link to like the trailer for the show. And she's like, everything negative she could think to say about it. And, like, one of my other friends comments agreeing with her on that. And I didn't do this, but I should have. I was like, you guys really shouldn't hate on something, like, just from the trailer. Like, give the first episode a shot. Alright? And don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan. Like, I got my, like, TMNT action figures from when I was little. I still got them. I got, like, some pillows from when I was little. I got dolls. I got t-shirts. I got a lot of Ninja Turtle-related shit, okay? So, I'm a huge Ninja Turtles fan. And I have watched the first episode of this, and let me just tell you guys that the first 5 episodes are available online on Nickelodeon or Nicktoons, whichever site it is. But you can watch the first 5 episodes, and like, because the season's going to be premiering, all episodes will be on TV in September. But you can watch the first 5 episodes ahead of time. So I've seen the first episode twice already over the weekend by watching Nicktoons. Because I have no life. This is what I do.
And
at first, it threw me off. But at the same time, I was like, I'm kind of liking that the direction they're going with, because you got, so basically, Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is basically like, so they're not really full ninjas yet. In all the other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles renditions, they have already been full-fledged ninjas by the time we're introduced to them. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so this is basically, they're not. They're not there yet. They're still training. They're still, like,
it's
novices. Like, it's not even
different.
Like they're just training to, like, hone their skills. They're still at the novice level.
They're Genins.
Yeah, they are. They're basically, they're Genins. And I kind of like that, because it's a new take. It's a new direction to go with the show. So it's actually really funny, and they actually they go a bit more lighthearted into the characters and their personalities. Like, we all know that Raphael has that sort of leader complex thing where, like, if he's put on the spot, he doesn't do well under pressure, right? Like, it's been hinted at in every rendition that he's not so good at that. This one legit just takes that scenario for Raph and literally just, like, shoves it right in front of you. And it's like, literally, like, yo, and they're literally just talking, like, behind his, like, he's just trying to do something. And they're, like, Mikey, Leo, and Donnie are just talking behind his back saying, yo, guys, we gotta, like, stop. We gotta, like, don't put pressure on him. He's not good under pressure. And it's just, it's really funny. I thought that was a really good way to just kind of show that, like, hey, look, this is where, like, they're, what direction they're going. This is how they're, like, going to, like, go with the character development and stuff like that. And April's a fucking badass, and, like, she's, like, known the in this show, she's known the Turtles for years. She's, like, their best friend. They've known each other for a long time. So in every other rendition, they have met April for the first time in either the first or second episode of the TV, of the cartoon, or, like, within the beginning of the movies. Right?
Yeah.
This is not the case in this one. She knows them already. They've been hanging out for years already. It's just like they're all BFFs. So I definitely, like, I would say, like, people give it a shot. Like, Master Splinter, like, fucking, like, had me dying. Like, Master Splinter, like, got, literally just, like, doing the old man stereotype of, like, sitting on the couch, eating cake, and falling asleep watching TV. But, like, he's still been training them. But he has his old man moments where he'll just fall asleep watching TV on the cat, like, on the chair. And, like, he literally says, like the best line. So they're trying to get Splinter to move so they can get something that they're not allowed to touch. And they're like, Master Splinter, Donnie's like, wouldn't it be better if I move if I hook up the TV into your bedroom? That way you can watch it from your bed. And Splinter's like, no, that's alright, my butt's already numb. And I fucking died. Like, Master Splinter just said his butt is numb. So, yeah, it's funny, it's entertaining. It's a new direction that they're going with. So people, do not hate on, like, on that. Do not, like, do not.
I just said it. I just said I didn't like the art direction. But,
yeah, okay. I don't like that either. It took me a while to get past that, but that's how I was with DuckTales. I don't like the art direction for DuckTales.
I didn't even know that there was a new DuckTales until today.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Okay, well, there's a new DuckTales.
I literally saw a video that had essentially a mix of the two intros.
Oh, the two intros. The original intro and the new intro, yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah. So, with that case, I don't like the animation style for the new DuckTales. But the writing and the voice who they casted for the voices, really fucking great job that they've done. And the story is great.
The animation style for DuckTales, honestly, and this is going to sound weird because I don't like the art direction for Teenage Mutant. But aside from the girl, whose name I can't remember, overall, I liked the character designs and the art direction. I thought it was like, okay, this is good for, like, you know, what America has been getting for like animation style. And I was like, at least it doesn't look like Ninja Turtles. I think that's literally what I said. I was like, oh, it doesn't look like Ninja Turtles or like Ed and Eddie, which I hated, or like regular show.
Yeah.
Like, I hate all American animation these days.
Okay, well, I'm not the biggest fan of the animation and the design for the Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But because I'm a huge fan of Ninja Turtles, and just like with DuckTales, I gave the first episode a shot, and I'm willing to keep watching this and ignoring, like,
as long as they keep up with decent stories.
As long as it keeps up with a decent story and it's got me laughing and, like, at jokes and stuff and, like, it's entertaining and I'm, like, and it is. I'm enjoying it.
Then that's, you know, on you then. Like, that's kind of, like, what it's all about is just keeping you entertained.
Yeah. But, like, my main point when I started was, like, my friend, like, who had posted that status originally on Facebook with the negative comments towards us. She's, like me, is a huge fan of the Ninja Turtles in general. Like, from when she was little until now, she's been a huge fan of Ninja Turtles. And I'm really shocked that she's not getting the shot. Like, that is more like what I'm like. I wasn't expecting her to be completely negative from this. Like, she's not, like, she's just, like, she's gonna refuse to watch this, and I'm like, dude, just give the first episode a shot. She's like, no, it's not the same. Oh, shit, we got a caller. What's up?
Hello?
Hey, what's
yes,
up?
Yes, how you doing? Is this the $5 free pack giveaway?
Is this what?
Hey,
is this the $5 free pack giveaway?
Yes.
All right, no,
how you
that's,
doing?
That's the other line. This is, the lewd crew, and we got some lewds going on here.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
It's me, Juan.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. I'm just listening to your conversation, and I'm just trying to be like, hello, hello, hello. And then
oh, cool. Well,
talking.
Thank you for calling in. You got my listen.
Like,
yay.
Yeah, I know. I got sent in a link, but probably going to be here for a little bit because I'm actually at work right now, and I'm just, like, listening to your conversation. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Are we at least entertaining you?
Don't get in trouble, then.
Oh, yeah. It seems everybody's leaving.
Work?
Yep. Seems everybody's, seems like everybody is like talking about Ninja Turtles, and I mean, I'm a big fan myself, and not gonna lie, I'm a big fan myself, and all the DuckTales, and I've been watching it since I was a kid and whatnot. So I'm just adding my two cents on here. So yeah.
Yeah. No. Go like, for it. Add away. Like we're just talking about how. With the two new, with the new DuckTales, which I think is now in its second season, and Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, coming out, just the direction that the animation.
For what I can expect is like they had a lot of new content inside DuckTales. Because they have like they're trying to run the storyline straight from the comics, from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they're adding a whole bunch of characters from the other series as well, like Darkwing Duck, and everyone else.
Yeah.
And Black Cat and everyone else. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you do know that like Darkwing Duck did have Launchpad in it as a. Crossover between the two.
Yeah, and
like
also they had Tailspin too.
Launchpad McQuack was in the two different shows, completely unrelated shows, but yeah. Like,
yeah, they also,
he was a constant.
Yeah, they also had a whole bunch, like I said, they've been adding a bunch of new content that's in there already, which I kind of like besides from the original. I kind of like this one a lot better. So we have we're having stuff like all sorts of new content in there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if you heard me say, I do really enjoy the new DuckTales. I love the writing for it. I love that each episode's well written and great and very entertaining. I just still am not the biggest fan of. The animation style. But I watch DuckTales.
Yeah,
I watch it.
Other than that, I was fine with it.
Oh, her name's Webby.
Webby?
Steve, that's her name, Webby.
Webby?
That's the girl's name, Webby.
And the pilot is Launchpad?
Launchpad is the pilot, yep.
Launchpad's the pilot.
Yeah.
See, I don't remember all of this. It's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't
seen it doesn't feel that long for me.
Trip. Like Fox Kids is a thing, I think.
Yeah. So.
Next thing you'll be telling me, they'll be coming out with a new season of Darkwing Duck, and that'll be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't really wait for that.
The new Darkwing Duck, give it to me, please.
Yeah.
When there's trouble, you call DW.
Oh, yeah,
I love Darkwing Duck. I have it on DVD.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I mean, I have the Disney Afternoon Collection so on the PS4, so I'm pretty much certain, in fact, that I'll be ending up playing it.
Yeah, no,
which
I have
is pretty good.
All of Darkwing Duck on DVD, the whole series.
Oh, you got the whole series? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still got, like, my old VHS tapes of DuckTales.
Okay.
Because I'm old.
Well, I'm old school myself.
They still work.
I was watching the Disney Afternoon since 1989 when it first aired.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't actually remember when it first aired. When it aired, it just... remember watching it was cartoon, so I watched it.
I was five.
Mhm. Like they used to have like they used to air old school afternoons, like from most likely be 2 o'clock. Where like when you get home from school, you come out there, you go and watch TV, and then once you're done with your homework, you'd be sitting there watching. Old school cartoons and everything, and then when you have that when it's around like 2000 or 2010, they don't make shows like they used to anymore.
No, they don't.
Huh.
They really don't make.
That's
like,
exactly the point that, like, I think of the big point why people hate so much on, like, the new Ninja Turtles, especially. Is because the last time we saw, like, Ninja Turtles, I think, was, like, even, like, what was it, like, early 2000s? And then there,
there was one a few, like, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
An animated years ago?
Yeah, there was an animated one of, like, about 5 years ago that went on for about 5 seasons.
Yeah. That was a
2003 one. Stuff, and that was, like, that was, even that was animated better than this stuff, I think, anyway. Like, the one problem I have with American animation is, you know, American animation philosophy seems to be keeping it better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would love to put it out as fast as you can, cheap as possible. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
how ugly it looks, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do American characters.
Hold on. Why can't I actually find anything that I'm actually looking for? There it is. Okay.
Hey, are you actually finding something for me, or finding something for you?
I'm finding something for you, Steve. That's the most recent Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon that was out before this new one.
Oh my God!
Just aired.
Ugh.
So yeah.
I can't stand the new one. It looks not so. Right? It's not so right. It's not so correct.
Rise of the. Didn't you hear us talking about it? Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah. I hate that one.
Have you seen the first episode?
Nope. And I probably never will.
She was just saying it was good.
I say watch it because of the fact that it's going in a completely different direction and starting at a different... point than what we're used to seeing from Ninja Turtles.
She's essentially saying the story is
ridiculous.
The story and the point that they're going with and the direction they're starting in is new to Ninja Turtles.
I'm here for the security guard. Security guard.
Okay.
Hello? Sorry about that. I'm in.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm just like...
I know, you said you're at work.
Yeah. So...
So if you ignore, like, the artwork and just focus on just, like, the story and, like, as well for the first episode, which is the first 5 episodes that are online right now.
Yeah.
Like,
I was just talking to I'm just talking to the coworker that just left. I told him that
mm-hmm.
I'm a security guard here, so I'm just letting him know.
But saying how you're not gonna watch it, and I'm just trying to tell you that like it's going to it's a different take, and I think people should like give it a shot, give the first episode a shot, and not just mm-hmm. like hate on it because of the animation style.
I mean, it's not. I never said the animation style is like off point.
Okay.
It's just that I don't like how you know how these new shows that are like coming out and whatnot, and it's like really, 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 really too kiddie or too campy and whatsoever, and they just repeat the same stupid lines over and over again. That's what it is.
I didn't get that from this as much.
Yeah. I'm
really picky about the newer cartoons that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like hell, I hardly ever watch any of the newer cartoons that are out right now because
mm-hmm.
they're complete shit.
Exactly.
But my reasons, I'll say this again, my reasons for watching this are because I'm just a long-term fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I decided to give it a chance, and I enjoyed it. So,
me too, but But
I say give the first
episode
a shot. What?
I don't know about this one, though. Alright.
I just want Venus de Milo to come back.
What?
I just want Venus to come back.
Yeah, so,
bye-bye. See you.
Alright. Are you getting out?
Hello?
Are you going back to work, or?
Yeah, I'm about to head to work.
Alright. Thanks for calling in, though.
If anything, I'll speak to you, like, after the show and whatnot, because I gotta
yeah,
go back
definitely.
To work.
Yeah, definitely. You can hit me up. You can hit me on Facebook. So definitely. All right. Bye. Thanks for calling in.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay! We had someone call in.
That
hardly ever happened. All right. What?
First time for that happening?
That hardly ever happens. It's like happened like one other time before. Yeah. So we got 14 minutes left.
Let's talk about
talk
that Broly trailer.
About fucking Broly and the Dragon Ball Super movie trailer. Yo.
A never before seen unknown Saiyan.
Hey, you know what? I think it answered some of our questions from last week.
Yeah,
so
pretty much all of my questions. It's the Broly reboot.
Yeah, it's a legit Broly reboot.
They're not going to tell us. And like, no, shut the fuck up. We're telling you. You should be fucking horses and be babies.
Yeah, no.
Wow. I got shut the hell up, didn't I?
Yeah. So last week we were questioning with the Broly reveal, like, and that Broly being canon. So, like, how is this, like, gonna play out, and now we know this is a complete reboot.
Yes,
hopefully
and
it ties in with the Heroes one, because I want a Super Saiyan 4 Goku.
No, it's not going to though.
But I need him
Heroes
to fuse
is completely
with,
unrelated
with
Super
Saiyan, Super
Saiyan
God Goku.
Dragon Ball Broly.
We need Super Saiyan Blue and Super Saiyan 4 to fuse together. It's the only way.
No.
Super Saiyan God.
No.
It will happen.
No, we're not going to get the Super Saiyan 4 fusion with Super Saiyan God.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
It'll be Blue first.
It's yes, necessary.
Blue hair.
It'll be
Blue. Like a Super Saiyan.
Oh, and then he goes Ultra Instinct, so it's just this pale, white, hairy monkey man.
They're compatible. But we'll pretend
oh,
we are.
Oh, man. The image of that one. Wow.
Like, these are not compatible at all, by the way.
No, this is not compatible.
Combined God,
no.
100% compatible.
No.
It is the truth.
No. But, I love that just, like, Goku and Vegeta are just, like, fucking chilling wearing those, like, track jackets or whatever. But, like, how many people, like, are gonna be, like, cosplaying that? At cons now. What, the track jackets?
The winter jackets, yeah.
What
yeah.
we need is, like, full-on track suit, like, Slavic so, Adidas wearing,
I like the
vodka
fact
drinking.
That Broly did not say one word. One name.
And he took on, like, wait, he took on the base form, like Broly in base form
just,
took
yeah.
on Vegeta, Super Saiyan God, Goku, and Golden Frieza. All in his base form. He don't power up to Super Saiyan or nothing. He doesn't go berserk or nothing. and he handles all of them. Fucking Broly.
I kind of miss the skinny base Broly, though.
Which one?
The one from the previous movies where he was, like, all skinny and stuff. And then he went, like, full beefcake when he got pissed off.
Kind of like Kale. Kale went from, like, super scrawny and skinny and scrawny to, like, berserker mode. Full beefcake. Right?
True, though.
It is true. Kale went beefcake. Alright, so, the Broly trailer, got me excited for, just the Dragon Ball Super movie, because I've always been excited. I've been looking forward to that. And,
so. We'll have that Super movie in, January.
I know.
Nice.
Yes. So, only a few more months.
Yeah, only 6 months or so.
I know. And I'm just like, okay. Alright, that's going to go by so quickly because, like, at least for me.
Well,
because of the conventions that I'm going to and other things. So, yeah. So, it's kind of funny. Like, I have someone that I have to share the... that I'm not friends with on Facebook, that I got to, that I'm seeing tomorrow, so I'm going to just, like, share the Broly trailer, with him, be like, yo, here, watch, this is going to answer all your questions. So, yeah. All right.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
So, you know, obviously they've changed Broly's backstory. You know, he appears to be, I think he was working for Frieza. So, like, you know. Also, you notice that that collar they have around his neck, it looks like a bomb collar.
Hold on. Why is my internet being so slow right now? I haven't... Yeah, you're right. It does look like... I had to pull up a picture. You're right. It does kind of look like...
like a bomb collar.
Like a bomb collar or something.
Well, maybe some kind of control collar. I don't know.
Like some sort of control collar. Like a prison collar or something.
I think the safest idea for Broly would be a bomb collar. That's just... I think in the trailer they try to blow it up. I don't know. I think that's what I heard, but I may just be like inserting things here, so like I'll have to look that up later on.
Yeah. I don't know, cause
Otherwise, I mean, he looks like a monster. That whole giant, like, column of energy that he freaking summoned out. What are we going to see for the solution to Broly? Are we going to see Vegito? Are we going to see Gogeta? Are we going to see Ultra Instinct again?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right.
Like, but the collar, like that collar thing definitely comes off at some point during the movie, because I'm looking at some of the other pictures and artwork for Broly. And when he goes berserk, he doesn't have it on.
Yeah.
Like, maybe his neck got so big it popped the collar. It popped the necklace. So,
I'll look at the trailer after the show.
Yeah, we'll watch the trailer again.
And when does Jeff and Nick
5 minutes. 5 minutes left.
Boku no Hero, My Hero Academia.
Ah, yes, this weekend's episode. You got the start of the provisional license. Hero license exam. And, like, yo. I like the pro hero joke. Yo, she's fucking hilarious. Her and Aizawa.
I'm rooting for her to get with Eraser Head.
Do you ship them?
Yeah.
I can see it, yeah.
I think he's mortified.
Yeah, no, I think he's more, like, terrified of her. Like, no.
Yeah.
No, like you saw his reaction when, like, he first saw her. She's like, oh, hell no, not this bitch.
I think
because it's more the fact that, like...
Because he's, like, one of the only people that her powers won't work on.
Yeah, exactly.
So
she
can
get
a reaction out of him that would be genuine.
Yeah, no, I think she's more just trying to get a reaction out of him, but instead he's just making her laugh with his, like, straightforward deadpan answers. Right? I liked seeing the two of them interacting. It was really entertaining, and fucking everyone's got it out for UA.
Yep.
But yo, like, did you see Mineta and his, like, one of his ultimate moves? Like, he, like, took, like, a bunch of his balls and, like, turned it into like a rope or like a whip type thing. I was like, yo, that's actually fucking creative. Like, that shit would work.
And Deku with his new gear, that was pretty cool. Very
Deku learning since the episode before this that
legs
he has legs.
Deku has legs.
Shit, what up?
Deku, you got legs. Did you forget this? Like, what the hell? Like, weren't you using your legs when you were, like, training with Gran Torino? What the fuck? Did you forget you had legs? I seriously think he forgot he had legs.
Man, these lower hands are useless. I can't
punch
anything
like,
with them.
There's nothing I can punch with them. Like, what the hell? But no, seriously, he was using his legs with his, like, Gran Torino training. And then, like, he's like, yeah, so I figured I could kick. Be like, no fucking shit. Like, my legs aren't destroyed yet. Let me use them. Like, yeah. Did you forget you had that? That option?
Give me a full cripple instead of a half cripple.
I know.
He's gonna fuck up his legs, Zach.
Yeah, no, but it might take longer because he's got, like, the bracers and stuff, so it might take longer. Like, fucked up. But yeah, Deku learning how to use his legs and shit, like, all over again, like a newborn baby. Be like, I can kick. Yeah. All right, we got 1 minute left. We're going to end the show with Deku learning how to use his legs once again. Next Monday night we'll be back live at 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. So subscribe to Geek Out with Pebbles on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out on Facebook at Geek Out with Pebbles at DJ Pebbles. And follow me on Twitter at DJ Pebbles 07 for fun stuff. And whatever, if you want to talk about shit and geek out with me before shows. And yeah, all that fun stuff. So thanks, guys, for being on the show. This actually, like, fucking cheered me up a shit ton. I had a really bad day. So this show, like, fucking all positive and laughs. And thank you, guys. for being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. I was like not going to be able to get through the show if I had to do it alone. So thanks. Good night, people.
Bye.
And don't forget to sign the petition to finally bring Venus de Milo into the animated turtles.
All right.